Inside Sports Medicine brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, who is proud to support all of our area athletes. And you'll see them all over the Black Hills at so many sporting events, taking care of your athletes, taking care of you, as a matter of fact. Whether you're an elite athlete or a weekend warrior or just want to continue your active lifestyle, the orthopedic experts are at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. They'll help you stay in the game, whatever stage of life you're in. Learn more online at bhosc.com. That's where you'll find them. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. And today, Dr. Steve Giuseppe on the program today, Inside Sports Medicine. We welcome him in on the First Interstate Bank Sports Line. Dr. Giuseppe, great to get you on. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Nate? I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. I appreciate your time. Let me get into a topic that's really interesting, and I don't know all the details, and I want to ask you kind of the perspective of just how this could be happening, how this could affect this player. The U.S. Open has been big, right? Big tennis tournament. Everybody's been dialed in on that. Andy Murray, one of the great players in tennis, announcing that he really couldn't do it, had to pull out. It's an ongoing hip injury, and you're an orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, and I wanted to get into this, the ongoing hip injury, just what this really could be like for a guy like Andy Murray, a tennis player suffering through something like this.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting topic, Nate. And his team's been a little bit veiled as far as what's going on with him, but yeah, he definitely has a hip injury, and the U.S. Open this year was really plagued by some injuries for some of the top players. You know, Andy Murray was number one for almost a year. Nadal got it back about a month ago, but had been really performing at a top level for a long period of time. And then the U.S. Open this year, it turned out he couldn't compete, and then Novak Djokovic and Stan Wawrinka, some of the other top contenders, were all out with injuries. So made a lot of headlines, particularly Andy Murray, just because he was so highly rated and everybody's hoping they could make a good performance. But yeah, he'd taken some time off, and it sounded like his training sessions were going better, but in the end, he just wasn't able to compete at the level that he needed to. And in terms of the information we've got from his camp, it sounds like, you know, they definitely confirmed it's a hip injury, and they talked a little bit about in the media about him potentially having a bone spur, potentially having some arthritis. I think what's most likely going on is that he probably has something that we call hip impingement, or I guess the medical jargon for it would be femoral acetabular impingement, the femur being the thigh bone and the acetabulum being the socket. And what happens, it's particularly in guys that are active during puberty, when they stop growing, they can get kind of a bump near the growth plate of their thigh bone. And then when they're athletic and they're, you know, doing a lot of crouching and twisting and cutting at the side, sometimes that bump on the thigh bone can hit up against the socket and cause some issues. It can cause some tearing of the cartilage. It can cause some tearing of the labrum, which is kind of a lip around the socket, kind of like an O-ring of your hip. So that would be my suspicion as far as what's going on with Andy right now.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Steve Giuseppe with Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center on today. It's Inside Sports Medicine. Talking Andy Murray, a hip injury, having to pull out of the U.S. Open. And it's interesting you say that, going all the way back to maybe when he was young. He just admitted this is something that's been bothering him throughout his career and since he was very young in a similar way. So that's something that he's been able to battle through. But I ask you, a lot of ways you can treat stuff, right? There are. They've talked about his camp, maybe injections. Is there going to have to be a surgery? What stages do you go through here?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I mean, for obviously, all patients, you know, try to exhaust everything short of surgery before surgery, and especially, you know, for Andy Murray, you know, an elite athlete, it's really challenging to get back to that level of competition after a surgery. So, you know, the first thing after they've kind of diagnosed it is typically some relative rest, you know, getting them off the court for a little bit, maybe in the pool, on the exercise bike, doing some pain-free exercises. Physical therapy is huge. You know, obviously somebody like Andy Murray, he's got, you know, several of his personal therapists and trainers, and that can make a big difference. You know, some anti-inflammatories, And then a lot of sometimes you do some injections. There's a variety of injections, whether it's a steroid injection to try to get some swelling down. Sometimes in those elite athletes, you even try like a PRP type injection. We're trying to take some special cells from the blood and inject them in there, try to get them to heal things. So exhausting a whole variety of non-operative management options before before pulling the plug on any potential surgery.
This is Dr. Steve Joseph. He is with Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the experts here in sports medicine and arthroscopic surgery. He joins us on Inside Sports Medicine. When it comes down to it, is this something, and I know it's hard to tell, Steve, but is this something that he can get back to full speed? It seems like it's going to be a grind. Does it get worse as you get older, the more pounding you take, all that stuff?
Yeah, and I think that's the key question. And I don't want to be pessimistic about it, but I do think that at the level of competition that Andy's at, and the things that he's demanding out of his hip, I do think he's definitely going to be at risk of continuing to re-aggravate this. Now, I guess the question is, can he take off some time and kind of get back to his baseline? Again, like you discussed, this is something that he's been dealing with for a while and been able to manage and do well successfully. So hopefully he can kind of get back to his baseline where his hip will occasionally bother him, but, with some treatments, he's able to get through and still compete at the level that he needs to. But I do have some concerns that with the kind of pounding they take, these guys are playing 20-some tournaments. So the guys are playing, five sets in most of these tournaments. It's a lot of pounding. And, the tennis strokes, you see how hard those guys are hitting the balls. There's a lot of kind of almost recoil that's coming through those hips. So there's a lot of force on those hips. And then, obviously when they're lunging out to try to return some serve to the side that's going 140 miles an hour, they're requiring a lot of their bodies for sure.
No question. It'll be something to watch. Can Andy Murray make a comeback? Was trying to perform at Wimbledon, pulls out of the U.S. Open, and a hip injury that definitely seems pretty nagging, no question about it. Dr. Steve Joseph, giving us some insight. He's one of the experts here in the Black Hills at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, orthopedic surgeon today on Inside Sports Medicine. Steve, great discussion. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Nate. I appreciate it.